This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. On this Jewish High Holy Day of Yom Kippur, there was a fatal shooting today near a synagogue in the eastern German city of Halle. Two people were killed. Police say the assailants fled the scene in a car, but that one person was arrested later. A witness is quoted as saying one of the attackers tried to force his way into the synagogue and that as many as 80 people were inside. The investigation has been turned over to federal prosecutors who handle cases of suspected terrorism in Germany. No word on today's victims. Turkey has begun its long-anticipated cross-border attack into northeast Syria, targeting Kurdish forces it sees as terrorists. The same Kurdish fighters were largely responsible for the elimination of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. Turkish airstrikes have reportedly been hitting a Syrian border town. Ankara's move follows by just days U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement that American troops were pulling out of northern Syria. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president says he's looking at the big picture, one that does not include U.S. involvement in the Middle East's stupid, endless wars. He tweets America should never have been there. But the military's focused on the Middle East for decades to deal with threats before they spread to the homeland. Many national security officials think a sharp troop pullout could leave the nation more vulnerable to extremism. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, usually a staunch Trump ally, agrees, telling Fox and Friends, saying the Middle East just doesn't matter to us is wrong.
This is the pre-9/11 mentality that paved the way for 9/11. What's happening in Afghanistan is no concern to us.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Russia's Justice Ministry today branded opposition leader Alexei Navalny's nonprofit foundation a foreign agent. Navalny quickly denounced the move, saying Russian authorities fear his group because it's uncovered evidence of corruption in the Kremlin. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The White House is refusing any effort to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, calling it unconstitutional. A White House lawyer sent an 8-page protest letter to House Democratic leaders, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who are looking into whether Mr. Trump broke the law by urging Ukraine to investigate Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Pelosi calls the letter manifestly wrong and warns that further attempts to hide what she called the truth of the president's abuse of power will be seen as more evidence of obstruction of the congressional right to investigate. The Nobel Prize for Chemistry is being shared by three men who are credited with dramatically changing people's lives with their work on lithium-ion batteries. The winners are John Goodenough, M. Stanley Whittington, and Akira Yoshino. Nobel Prize panel member Sarah Snogerup.
The laureates developed lightweight batteries of high enough potential to be useful in many applications. Truly portable electronics, mobile phones, pacemakers, but also long-distance electric cars.
Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno has temporarily moved his government to Guayaquil, forced by violent protests out of Quito, the capital. Moreno ordered an overnight curfew after demonstrators stormed a government building in Quito on Tuesday, and police used tear gas to chase them off. Indigenous groups are calling on Moreno to reverse an austerity policy they say will deepen economic inequality in the country. The United States is imposing visa restrictions on the Chinese government and Communist Party officials for their alleged mistreatment of Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities. Those who are on the list will be forbidden from buying various high-tech parts and components from U.S. companies without Washington's permission. All of this as Beijing and the U.S. are scheduled to begin a new round of trade talks. Here's AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
China is demanding the Trump administration lift its latest sanctions on tech companies that develop facial recognition and other artificial intelligence technology. The U.S. says that technology is being used to repress Muslims in northwest China. China's foreign ministry says the U.S. is interfering in Chinese affairs. Despite the criticism, China's Ministry of Commerce says the vice premier and other officials will be in Washington Thursday for talks. Mike Hempen, Washington.
In Hong Kong today, several hundred masked pro-democracy protesters chanting for revolution gathered at the city's high court for the appeal hearing of a well-known activist, Edward Leung. In 2018, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison after a violent night-long clash with police over Beijing's decision to restrict elections in its semi-autonomous territory. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.